Here's your News Radio 1580 WCCF weather forecast powered by Cool Today. We're proudly celebrating 50 years of keeping our community cool and helping our customers get the best from today. Call 1-855-GET-COOL.
The weather is brought to you by MyFWC.com. Life jackets save lives. We're at Florida. Today will be a mostly sunny day with a warm afternoon high between 84 to 88 and mainly clear tonight, though 66 to 70. Another nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warm in the afternoon, high 85 to 89, and the nice weather continues on Sunday. Sunshine, a few clouds, and warm, high 86 to 90. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
This report is brought to you by Teco People's Gas. Don't upset the neighborhood. Before digging near unmarked utility lines, avoid a gas outage on your block by calling 811 two full business days before you dig. Teco People's Gas will mark your utility lines at no cost to you.
Jointly speaking, Tuesday mornings at 11:05. Enjoy a little chit-chat with your host, Barb Carley, and a panel of professionals from our community, along with the Q&A call-in segment. Jointly Speaking, sponsored by the Arthritis Foundation and Davis Orthopedic Clinic. Tuesday mornings at 11:05 on News Radio 1580 WCCF.
WCCF, News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show in which you're invited to participate. If you have a question or a comment along the way, just call us at 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. Hi. Boy, isn't this a great day to be here? I can just feel the touch of fall. What do you think, Zane?
Just a little bit. It's not quite as cool as I like it. In fact, if I had to define how cool I like it outside, I've always told people this. When you walk outside and take a breath, if you can see your breath in front of you in the form of condensation, then it's perfect.
That's a long time away. Sorry about that. I can just feel that just the humidity dropping a little bit.
It's great.
It's getting cooler. And I know we've had so much rain that everything is so beautiful and green. You know, I'm a plant lover. I love plants and I love to garden. So I'm very happy. Water is the most important thing. Well, I thought last week I've had a lot of people tell me how important what I spoke about the cholesterol, the risk factors, about atherosclerosis. I've had so many people tell me, what a great show. So I think there's some really important highlights that we need to re-talk about and bring those up again. But I do want to tell everybody that I am so excited because next week I'm going to Dallas, Texas.
Yay, that's beautiful there.
I've never been. And I'm really excited. My husband and I are going to a medical conference, and it is presented by the Cleveland Heart Lab. If anybody remembers out there, I am a lipidologist. Of course, what is everybody goes, what is a lipidologist? Well, I'm the person you come to when you have high cholesterol. I'm the person you want to come to if you want to prevent a heart attack or stroke. Now, cardiologists are wonderful to fix the problem. I am here to help prevent the problem and to start at an early age. I don't want to wait till somebody, we've talked about primary prevention and secondary prevention. Primary prevention is we're trying to avoid the big one. Secondary is after you've already had the heart attack or stroke, or if you've had a stent put in, we don't want that disease, the vascular atherosclerosis, to progress. So as a lipidologist, that's what I do. As a family physician also, I take care of my patients. And also, as I've said before, I'm a certified menopause practitioner, and I take care of my patients, women who have menopause, and men who are in andropause. Well, what's andropause? Well, remember, that's, you hear that on TV, low T. tea.
Oh, I have that. I know.
Low tea. Well, it's very important to get that checked out. You know, we are living longer. We can live better if we can prevent and be aware. I always tell my patients, we don't need to put our head in the sand. That is not going to help us. That's not good for us. So the Cleveland Heart Lab from Cleveland Clinic, I'm very excited. The conference is going to be in Dallas. I'm also going to be attending the Baildonin reunion. And what that is, if you go to their website, it's a whole shift in the idea of medicine. And what is that shift? That shift, again, is to prevent, to catch things early, to look for disease. You don't wait till disease happens and you wait for the secondary consequences of disease. So if you can prevent the occurrence of disease, that's my whole mission. And the mission is why I also have this radio program. If one person, just one person out there, can hear an idea, a thought, and think about it, and it saves their lives, you know, that really makes me feel good. And it's a good deed. As in Hebrew, they would say it's a mitzvah. So I'm trying to do good deeds. Also, I've also, good deeds, I was a Girl Scout, and that really impacted my life. Being that I grew up here, by the way, were you a Boy Scout?
I was a Cub Scout. I didn't follow through.
Well, I was a Girl Scout from Brownies until seniors, and it was such a major impact in my life. I was really sad to hear on the television that Girl Scouting is having a hard time recruiting girls, when I'm going to tell you it was such a wonderful impact in my life to try to be able to, it just exposed me to so much. I was able to achieve the highest at that time, a first class scout in Girl Scouting, and I was able to go on trips. I went camping. It was just a fabulous thing to do. And when you grew up in a small town like Charlotte County, I learned to sail, I learned to swim, canoeing, I learned about health. Even though I always wanted to be a doctor, being a Girl Scout was enabled me to be able to go anywhere and speak to anyone and also be able to speak on the radio.
And I'll bet you had more patches than anyone else.
I had a lot.
A lot of them.
All the way up my back. And I still have my sash and all my Girl Scout outfits because I'm very sentimental. So I have all those memorabilia. So anyways, I'm going to the Cleveland Heart Lab Conference. So next week we'll be playing an encore show. But I will tell you, I'm going to come back with such wonderful ideas and latest information. And I'll be able to touch bases. For example, Dr. Bale has said that he would love to be a guest on my program. He's from Texas. Amy Donine, who works with him also. Dr. Mark Penn is going to be there, and he's the one of the discoverers of worked in the Cleveland Clinic, Cleveland Heart Lab. So I'm really excited. There's going to be a lot of great speakers, including Dr. Rosen, who actually is in charge of wellness. Dr. Rosen wrote a book with Dr. Oz. He'll be a speaker. Dr. Esselton, he was in a movie called Forks Over Knives about the food industry, and he is a vegan. So I'm going to be just overwhelmed with wonderful information that I want to bring back to my audience. If anybody has a question, our phone number is 206-1580. So, you know, when you go to a doctor, and I'm going to start off with, today, we do what are called vital signs. So I want to literally pick apart and explain what each vital sign is and what it means. Today, I'm going to focus on your blood pressure, how to take a blood pressure, why it's important. But before I start that, I do have the question of what body part am I? And I hear that, you know, everyone's listening. I had a new patient this week. She goes, you know, I just love listening to your show. And, you know, I also have the shows are archived at my website, Triana Prevention Center. So if you miss a program or let's say you have a topic that you're more interested in, you can go to my website and the shows are archived. And if you want to listen to our guest, in fact, I went to Publix yesterday and I ran into Dr. Skip Valente. He was a guest on our show from the Pain Management, Southwest Florida Pain Center. And he said, oh, he's gotten such wonderful feedback. And I want to thank you again, Dr. Valente, for being on the show. But he's gotten great feedback about the show. So that makes me very proud.
I go on and listen all the time.
That's great.
Really, it's really very, very informative. I mean, before I go, you know, to bed at night, or sometimes I'll podcast them while I'm doing, you know, work around the house.
I thank you. And I have patients telling me also or saying, I listen to your show, I enjoy it. And I say, thank you so much. And is there any topics you might be interested in? If there's a topic, please feel free to call and we can talk about it. So the question is, what body part am I? I am the brightest part of the face. When you see me, you know I am happy. I can lift up your soul. When I'm well taken care of, I help with your digestion. You brush me, hopefully, every day. I am hard, but I can break. What body part am I? So, you can't answer, Zane. I want this for my audience. So, if you know, and this body part is important, but I also want you to know that this body part is important too, because I do feel it does lift up your soul. And if anybody knows, please call at 206-1580. We'll repeat this again. So let's talk about blood pressure. We know that blood pressure is a vital sign. And why is blood pressure important? Because it is it's also called arterial blood pressure. It's the blood the pressure that is pushed or forced against the walls of our blood vessels, our arteries. At the center of blood pressure, we know, is the heart. The heart is the pump. We cannot live without a heart. We need to have the heart pump the blood so that the blood will go throughout our body. What is important about this blood is because it carries oxygen. Oxygen is the most important nutrient for our cells, for our muscles. So unfortunately, when we have a heart attack, that means our heart muscle is not getting enough oxygen. And when we get a stroke, that means our brain cells are not getting enough oxygen. So our blood pressure is very important. That pressure is essential to carry the blood throughout the body. When you take your blood pressure, you should be seated in a chair. You should have your arm resting at a table at the level of your heart. Now, this is very important. Also very important to know that when you take your blood pressure, we hope you haven't smoked recently or had caffeine, which can also raise the blood pressure. The tools we use to take your blood pressure is a blood pressure cuff and a monitor that's called a sphygmomanometer. So when you go to your doctor's office and you sit down in a chair, you can see the little dial of what your blood pressure is. The nurse or the doctor will take a stethoscope and put the stethoscope over your brachial artery. That's the artery that's in the, it's right behind your elbow. The blood pressure cuff goes above your elbow. Before we take a blood pressure with the stethoscope, many times we'll take a blood pressure by just checking the radial artery. So this is very important because a person will sit in a chair. We can take the pulse with of the radial artery, and we will take the cuff, and it'll have a bladder in it, and we'll push it up until we feel no longer the pulse in the radial artery. We look at that number on the dial, and we know that's going to be the range of what we call the systolic blood pressure. So it's very important. Then we take the stethoscope, and we place the stethoscope on the brachial artery. We then blow up the blood pressure cuff, and what do? We actually stop the flow of blood into the artery. Momentarily, it's not a forever thing. It's a moment in time. There is no danger to doing this in your arm. There's no risk. And the information is so extremely valuable. We inflate the cuff until we hear no longer the pulse. And what is the pulse? We actually hear the blood flowing through the artery. So what we do, as we release the air, we listen to the pulse. When the pulse, we hear the first pulse, that's considered the systolic blood pressure. Some people call it the top number. But the systolic blood pressure is very important because that's the pressure in your artery when the heart beats, when the heart pumps. And I know we know about pumps because, you know, we have cars, we have pumps in swimming pools, but the most important pump is our heart. So when that heart contracts and pushes the blood out, that is called the systolic blood pressure, or commonly referred to as the top number of the two very important numbers. As we deflate the cuff, we hear that first beat. Then we hear the beats. When we no longer hear the beats, that is the diastolic blood pressure. We don't hear the pulse anymore. That is also called commonly the bottom number. And I just want everyone to know, because they used to say for a long time, I'm going to try to bust some myths here. People would say, well, you know, the top number doesn't matter, or just the bottom number. No, both numbers are very important, and they're very important to assess your health and your risk. So when we hear the last beat, we know that's the diastolic. So the diastolic is the pressure between the beats, okay? It's after the heart beats, then that's the systolic. When the heart rests, that's the diastolic. So those two numbers are very important. These are measured in millimeters of mercury. So, and that abbreviation you'll see on paper is MMH, large H, little g. So those are millimeters of mercury. In fact, if you look at the dial, you can see as the little dial goes down, the hand goes down, you can see the pulsing, and you could see how that person's pulse is reacting. So it's very important to understand that we have the systolic and the diastolic. Now, and they're both important. No longer are we just focusing on one number. So what can cause high blood pressure? And if anybody has a question about their blood pressure, please feel free to call 206-1580. And why is this a vital sign? Because if your blood pressure is too low, this is serious and can be dangerous. Your blood pressure goes low. We call that hypotension. H-Y-P-O, hypotension. If your blood pressure gets low, well, you don't get oxygen to your brain. You don't get blood to your brain. You don't get blood to your heart and to the rest of your vital organs, your lungs, your kidneys. So if your blood pressure goes too low, you could pass out. That's very serious. Low blood pressure can also be an indication of certain medications can do it, and also dehydration. Now, we live in Florida. How many times have we talked about the heat? We sweat. We can become dehydrated. We need to hydrate, drink fluids. Secondary, we need to understand that if the blood pressure lows, that can be serious. If the blood pressure is high, which is the most common problem, that also can be very serious. As I say to my patients, think about it. Every time if you take a hammer and you pound against something over and over and over again, you're putting pressure in that spot. After a while, you're stressing. If, for example, if you're hitting a wall, you're stressing the wall. If you're hitting a table, it's going to break the wall. It's going to break the integrity of the wall or of that tabletop. The same thing happens in your arteries. That blood pressure is pounding, pounding, pounding. It's going to affect the lining of your arteries, the endothelium. We mentioned that word last week. It's so important. The endothelium is the lining of your arteries. So if your blood pressure is 120 over or less, that's our goal. If your blood pressure systolic, the top number, is between 120 and 139, or if your diastolic is between 80 and 89, we call that prehypertension. 140 to 159 is stage one hypertension, and the diastolic would be between 90 and 99. If your blood pressure is 160 over 100, that is considered stage two. That is definitely a serious problem, and it needs to be addressed by your doctor and by you. So we know that the blood pressure is a vital sign. Now, getting your blood pressure checked is very important. I know there are some places you can go to Publix, Winn-Dixie. That my concern about places like that is we don't know. Sometimes you see little kids playing with the machine. Has the machine been calibrated? We don't know. I mean, it's okay for a first step, but don't depend on it. You need to get an accurate blood pressure where you're sitting down, you're relaxed, it's done by someone who knows what they're doing. You have your arm at the level of your heart, you're resting. It's very important. Now, your blood pressure is very important because we know that you can have what's called essential hypertension, which is the most common, which basically many people, as they get older, they get high blood pressure. We also call that primary blood pressure, and it's very much affected by your salt intake and your genetics. Now, whether you have a primary or secondary, what is secondary? The kidneys, when the kidneys don't work, that causes high blood pressure. We have what's called the neuroendocrine system. The adrenal glands are part of that. Everyday medicines, cough cold medicines, can raise your blood pressure. Decongestants can raise your blood pressure. What are those decongestants? Like pseudoephedrine. That can raise your blood pressure. Anti-inflammatories. How many times do people take large quantities of Advil, Aleve, ibuprofen, naproxen? That also can raise your blood pressure. So we need to be aware of what we're taking, and that's why it's so important to bring your medicines when you come to your doctor visit. Now, as you know, I'm a family physician. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Triana. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to continue with blood pressure, and I've got much more to go. And I'll go ahead and repeat, what body part am I?
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. We encourage you to visit their new website, which is TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A Prevention Center, all one word, .com. If you'd like to catch up on previous shows, there's an archive going back to the beginning of this show covering a wide variety of topics. Dr. Triana is accepting new patients currently, and we'll ask the doctor to give her phone number out in just a little bit. In the meantime, if you'd like to call this program, our numbers here are 941-206-1188 and toll-free at 888-441-1580. And now, back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Also, our phone number is 206-1580. We're going to go back to high blood pressure, and we're going to go back to speaking about lipids. But in the meantime, I'm going to say again, what body part am I? I'm going to give a little more clues. I'm the brightest part of the face. When you see me, I am happy. I can light up your soul. You brush me every day, hopefully. I can break. Also, when I'm young, you might put braces on me. Oh, we got a caller.
Hello? Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, caller.
I know Dr. Triana didn't finish giving the clue, but...
Go ahead, caller. What is the answer?
Good morning. Oh, it has to be your smile and your teeth.
Oh, wonderful. Yay, you got it. Yes.
And I always smile when your program comes on, and I was very happy to hear all about the blood pressure, too.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate your call. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yes, and I truly believe a smile can make such a difference in life.
Absolutely, and it doesn't cost anything to give someone either.
I know. You know, I will walk around and I smile, and it's just, you can just feel, it touches your heart when somebody smiles at you, whether you know them or you don't know them, and it's just so important, and thank you. And yes, your teeth are important too. You know, we're going to have a dentist on the show because I know that your teeth are so important. Unfortunately, when you lose them, we have another caller. Thank you, caller. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, caller. What's your question?
My question is, we've been listening to your show for a long time. My wife has pills that they gave it to her. Oh, almost 20 years, and she's still got the same pills. If we get an appointment with you, could you go over all her pills and see if they're still viable, or can we change them? Because she does have high blood pressure, and we have a cuff here. When I put it on and I make it tight, she says it hurts her arm when you do it. But you have to have it tight, don't you?
It doesn't have to be so tight. If it's so tight, it may be that her blood pressure is not well controlled. So I will give you my office number. Our office at this time is closed, but on Monday morning, please call. The phone number is 941-625-1990. So, yes, I would love to help you with this. And it's very, very important that, you know, a lot of times some of these blood pressure cuffs that people buy are not properly, they're not placed correctly, or they're already, they're not calibrated, they get older. And it's very important that she does bring in her medicines when she makes her appointment.
Yeah, because some of the pills were prescribed almost maybe 20 years ago, still taking them. And it must change, your body must change, right? Over the years.
Well, you know, a lot of the medicines can still work. But again, you know, I don't have all the information. I think it's something that you need to sit, bring your medications, have her bring her medicines. We can sit down and review everything and see what's appropriate. You know, there's a lot of new medicines that have come out that work well. Some have gone generic and they're less expensive. And then also it'll give me a chance to get to know what are her other medical issues. Again, as you know, I look at the total patient. It isn't just giving a pill. It's looking at what are the side effects of the pill? What is the benefit? What is the age of the patient? There's a lot involved. And so have her call 625-1990 Monday morning, and we'll welcome to see her.
Okay, thank you very much, and we really appreciate your show. We wait every week for it, so it really is. Could I have that website again?
Yes, the website is Triana, T-R.
We just spell it?
I'm going to spell it right now. Triana, okay. With a T as in Tom, Riana, PreventionCenter.com. Okay?
Okay. Yes, I got it. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And yes, I appreciate that you called, and I appreciate that you listen. It just gives me so much pleasure when I run into people and say, geez, I learned about blood pressure, or I learned about what is a cholesterol. It does. And I tell my patients and everyone I talk to, I love doing the show. And you know, they say, I can tell. I do. I love doing the show. I love giving information out. Now, I did talk about the Cleveland Heart Lab. You can go to their website. It's magnificent. And they talk about inflammation and assessing your risk factor for heart disease. The Bale Donine, it's B-A-L-E, Donine, D-O-N-E-E-N site, which is a wonderful site, and you can hear all the testimonials about, you would think that people who exercise, had a great diet, didn't have what you would think were, put them in a high risk category for disease. After being evaluated, they found that yes, they did have plaque in their artery. Remember, plaque, atherosclerosis, is what builds up in your artery and causes that heart attack and stroke. So, you know, you look at a book. You know, I say you can't always judge a book by its cover. You may see someone and they'll say, I've had patients say, you know, I exercise, I don't eat a bad diet, I have good blood pressure. So we'll do blood work. We'll do the Cleveland Heart Lab test. We'll find that they have inflammation, they have plaque in their artery. So again, we go beyond the standard. We go to for the optimal, the excellent care, and trying to prevent. If we can prevent an event in just one patient, what a difference. What a difference that can make. And so again, I didn't finish with blood pressure, and I think that's very important. Excuse me. I want everyone to remember now the two numbers. And you don't need to say the top and the bottom. It's the systolic is the top. The diastolic is the bottom. We need to know that your blood pressure should be preferably less than 120 over 80. And again, as we have spoken before, the foundation of everything is emphasis, diet, lifestyle, exercise. When we talked about cholesterol, that's important. When we talk about blood pressure, And we also need to know and look at what are you taking over the counter? Because medications that you take over the counter can affect your blood pressure. We also need to know what other medicines you're on. And we need to know also one of the major causes of blood pressure is plaque in the artery. What is that plaque? The arteries that feed the kidneys can become blocked up. We call that renal artery stenosis. When those arteries get built up, the kidney thinks it's not getting enough blood. So it produces a hormone that causes the blood pressure to go up. So we know that that's another important thing that we need to look at is, are the arteries there to feed your kidneys, are they blocked? Because if they are blocked or they have stenosis, that's a fixable problem. That can be fixed and that can lower the blood pressure. I had a patient who had a tumor in her adrenal gland. A young patient, the tumor, we found it. She had had blood pressure for a long time. We did a very thorough workup. Now, when you hear the word workup, means we're looking for causes. What is causing this problem? You know, it's very important to look. As I say, I leave no stone unturned. And we look for what's causing the problem. So if you have a young person, why do they have high blood pressure? You need to look into the causes. If someone comes in and says, I had a patient one time, she came in, her blood pressure was very high. She also, her heart was racing. At that time, she was taking an over-the-counter medication to lose weight. And that was had a chemical which they no longer have, ephedra. Well, what did that do? That caused her blood pressure to go up and her heart to race. So by stopping that, I got her blood pressure down to normal. Her heart wasn't racing. You know, this is very important. When you go to your doctor, be honest. If you smoke, be honest. I tell my patients, I'm not a judge. I'm not God. God is a judge. The only person here, me, is someone who wants to help you to be healthy, to stay healthy, to have more good years. So don't lie to your doctor. Tell them, what are you drinking? What are you smoking? Another cause of high blood pressure is illegal drugs. Some people use cocaine or methamphetamines. Those will raise your blood pressure, cause your heart to race, raise your pulse. Also, overindulging in alcohol can raise your blood pressure. Caffeine, overindulging in caffeine. Something that people don't think about, sleep apnea. Sleep apnea. There's so much now information and the importance of getting a good night's sleep. Sleep apnea can cause and affect your blood pressure and increase your risk for vascular disease. So we know that, again, the risk factors for vascular disease, we've discussed them before. Cigarette smoking, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, sedentary lifestyle, and elevated cholesterol. So now when someone says to you, I need to take your vital signs, I think right now with what I've talked about, people will understand what is the blood pressure and why is it important. What a simple little test that's so valuable that gives us such important information that does not hurt and does not carry any risk. And with that important piece of information, your blood pressure, we can then make further assessment of what's causing the blood pressure. And if there is no secondary cause, or if someone has blood pressure, then we can treat the blood pressure. One of the number one causes of stroke in this country, believe it or not, is high blood pressure. What a simple test that we can do. And you know, many people monitor their blood pressure at home. So what I tell my patients, please, if you monitor your blood pressure at home, bring your blood pressure cuff in. And let's make sure it correlates with the readings we're getting in the office. How important, just a few minutes of time to take. So that way, when the person is at home, we know that that blood pressure machine that they have is accurate. What a simple little thing to do. So if you have any questions, again, 206-1580. And you know, I am taking new patients and I am here to take care of my wonderful patients that I already have. I have a wonderful staff. I'm very blessed. We really take the time. If you come and see me, I'm the person that you see. You get personal attention. And I am so excited because I'm going to be coming back from an incredible conference, the Cleveland Heart Lab, Cleveland Clinic Conference in Dallas, which I said I'd never been to Dallas. And I'm going to be going to the Bale Donin Conference, the Bale Donin Reunion, where I get to see my mentors in prevention. And if you go to their website, you really need to know how important it is to the whole idea is to educate the patient, look for disease. If you find disease, get to the root cause of it. Now, someone would say, geez, that seems to be a no-brainer. You know, how simple is that? Well, it is simple. But if you don't do it, if you don't look for disease, if you don't look for that plaque in the artery, if you don't take your blood pressure, if you don't check to see if you have inflammation in your arteries, how are you going to know? When 50% of people, especially women, which their first symptom is a heart attack. I recently had a patient who came and was complaining of chest pressure and didn't really realize the importance. She was a new patient, came in, and unfortunately, we discovered that, yes, she was in the middle of having a heart attack. She didn't feel real bad. She had pressure, but she knew there was something wrong. And women get that feeling. When men have a heart attack, a lot of times, you know, you see it in the movies, they take their hands, they push it against their heart, and they seem like they have this crushing pain. It may radiate down the arm. It may go up to your teeth. But women many times don't get that. We women get a little shortness of breath. We can feel impending doom or a pressure in the chest or kind of like a feeling like an elephant. Have you seen that commercial, the elephant on the chest?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you really feel like you have an elephant. So I know this is October Breast Month, and we're making aware of women and breast cancer. But remember, the number one killer of men and women is vascular disease. We don't want to forget that. And yes, you know, I have patients, they tell me, Dr. Triana, because I'll say, did you get your mammogram? They'll say, no, I haven't. I forgot. And I say, it's very important. And they'll say to me, did you get your mammogram? Yes, I did. I got my mammogram last Friday. I went to Southwest Florida Regional Imaging, and I had my mammogram, and everyone there was so nice. And, you know, they tell you, don't wear deodorant when you get your mammogram. Don't have body creams on. No, the machine. They put a little pressure because, you know, some women say, oh, my goodness, it hurts so much. And if you go to my Facebook page, I'm not a tiny little girl. And they put a little pressure on your breasts for just a moment. But you know what? when I walked out, after Dr. Katzen read the mammogram and said, everything is okay, wow, what peace of mind. Isn't it a wonderful feeling to know that at least I'm trying to catch it early if I did have breast cancer? So why not get your mammogram? We talked about that. We had a whole program with Dr. Katzen, and we talked about a mammogram does not cause cancer. A mammogram is important for early detection. It takes not even 15 minutes of your life to get your mammogram. Wow, it's worth it. So we are talking today about your blood pressure, but because of the importance of Breast Cancer Month, I wanted to let everybody know, yes, I did get my mammogram.
Awesome.
And I think it's important. And everyone out there, if you can't find a few minutes to take care of yourself, please, you've got to. Every woman out there, and if you have a wife, a daughter, or mother, and you are over the age of 40, you better get your mammogram every year. Please get it done. It's so important. Remind somebody that you love them. Remind them and smile. What body part am I? The smile, the teeth. So much is transmitted with a little simple smile. It's a free gift. We give it to each other, a smile. So we've spoken about your blood pressure. We've spoken about mammograms, the importance of getting your mammogram. And I want to remind everyone, too, please get your flu shot. Again, I want to break the myth. The flu shot does not, vaccination does not give you the flu. All it does is help boost your immune system. It does not give you the flu. And if anyone out there, you need to speak to your physician if you have any questions about why you're not getting the flu shot. Please speak to him or her. It's very important that the flu kills. And many people say to me, well, you know, I've never gotten the flu. I say to them, you don't want to get the flu. You do not want to get the flu. And let's talk about another myth. Last week, we spoke about atherosclerosis. Very important. The use of statins. There is a big misconception out there. Number one, myth. Number one, it does not kill your liver. Very rarely do people get elevated liver enzymes. Number two, myth. There very rarely do people get muscle aches in their legs or in their arms. Now, I explain this to people. Every one of us is different. What's good for you may not be good for me. And that's why when you come to see me, I individualize. I give personal attention to every one of my patients. And that starts with a complete history and physical and understanding that patient. And, you know, understanding the patient also is understanding what their life is, what their lifestyle, and also what they can afford. You know, a lot of patients are on a very strict and tight budget, and there are generic medications that we can prescribe that can do the job. Not for everything, but I want to make everyone aware that we all work for a living. And yes, economics is important, but that should not be a reason why you say, I am not going to take care of an issue or a medical problem. If you invest in yourself in the long run, you're going to be, number one, decreasing your risk for a major event, which could really put you out of commission, which could really lead you to disability. So we spoke about atherosclerosis, and the very important. We talked about your risk factors and what were the minor, the major, and the moderate risk factors for vascular disease. Your cholesterol, a major risk factor, is over 240. If you're systolic, remember we just said systolic? If your blood pressure is greater than 160. If you're a cigarette smoker, that is a major risk factor. If you're a diabetic, is a major risk factor. Now, we talked about the foundation of lifestyle. We cannot stress that enough. Lifestyle to lower those bad particles, the LDL cholesterol and the non-HDL cholesterol. We know that you need to lower your saturated fats, and we need to eliminate and decrease your trans fatty acids. If you have a major risk, for example, if you've had a heart attack or stroke or diabetes, or if you're a smoker, we want to reduce your dietary cholesterol to less than 200 milligrams per day. Now, we know that, because Zane, you asked me about the egg, and I want to make it very clear. There's two parts to an egg, the yolk and the what people commonly call the white part, right?
Right.
Okay. The yolk is the part that has the cholesterol. The yolk also has minerals and vitamins. The yolk has 186 milligrams of cholesterol. The protein part is the white part that people call the white part of the egg. That has about 10 milligrams of protein. So if you are on a very low cholesterol diet, you need to take that into account. You can eat as much of the protein part that you want. Just know that the yolk has the cholesterol part. And I think that's very important, again, to put it into perspective to each person. What your age is, what your risk factor, what your family history is your blood pressure. I want to emphasize the vital sign today of your blood pressure. We've had questions today, and I want to make it so important to know that this is a vital sign, and for a reason. It gives us so much information. So, if you have any questions, please feel free to call me. You can call my office. You can go to my website, TriannaPreventionCenter.com. And I also invite you to go to the Bale Donine website, or the other very important website where I am also listed is the National Lipid Association, and that is lipid.org, O-R-G. And I am listed there as someone who has their boards in lipids, that I'm a lipidologist. I also had a patient the other day who came all the way from Cape Coral because she was looking on the menopause.org about menopause. She came to me and she said, "Do you prescribe bioidentical hormones?" She was having menopause issues. And I said, "Yes, of course." And she got the information about me on menopause.org. And she saw that I was a certified menopause practitioner. So I see we're getting down to the wire here. And everyone, thank you. God bless you. Stay healthy. I want you to know that this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana, family physician, lipidologist. My office is at 3155 Harbor Boulevard, under the green roof. You could see it from the road. And I have a very visible sign and beautiful, beautiful plants, because I love plants. And you're welcome to come and visit and see where we're at. And thank you again. This is Dr. Triana from the Triana Prevention Center. Stay healthy and God bless.
WCCF Punta Gorda. News Radio 1580.
Charlotte County's only news talk radio station, serving you around the clock. WCCF.